and we talked to Unetse. We're talking about wellness this morning. Unetse, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Wayne.
And the topic wellness, we've been talking about nutrition. I mean, that's basically the topic we talk about. And that all kind of culminates in wellness, but it's a little bit more complicated than that.
Yes. So it's World Wellness Awareness Month. And so I thought maybe let's chat a little bit about what wellness really means. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the definition of wellness, it means it is a state beyond the absence of illness, but rather aims to optimize well-being.
Okay.
So I believe that we have to approach this holistically, and I think we talk about holistically very easily, but do we really know what it means if you talk about the person as So it means that you have to consider the entire person rather than on focusing on the individual parts. It's an emphasis on the interconnectedness of various elements and their influence on the person itself. So the wellness elements, or the elements that is part of wellness, is basically your physical state, your mental state, your emotional state, and your spiritual state. So obviously with physical comes training and exercise, and I think mental, emotional, and spiritual is all intertwined.
Yes, yes.
You know, if the one's not good, the other neither of the other two will be good. So a little bit of motivation by the 5 a.m. club, if this sounds like a huge elephant for you to eat. The smallest of implementation is always worth more than the grandest intention. So if we just start with a little something small, it will have a great impact in our life eventually.
Okay.
So I think when it comes to our emotion, I see emotional wellness sort of as the heartbeat of our physical and mental capabilities. Because if you are right emotionally, you can sort of face the world and take over the world.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, according to the Global Wellness Institute, the concept of wellness only really came to the forefront in the 1950s. Mm-hmm. But although it's been around for thousands of years in traditional Chinese medicine.
Okay.
So they knew something many years, but we only found out in the 1950s. Mm. And then the other big part of wellness is our ability to communicate. So if we are not able to deal with emotions well, it's difficult to deal with those of others. So the state of our emotional wellness really impacts our relationships with ourselves and with other people. And I think you can best connect with other people when you are emotionally healthy, and then only you'll be able to offer support to other people. So you know, take a little moment and sort of think, what's that little thing that impacts your emotions that maybe takes away how you can give or offer to other people in terms of emotional support. So there is an art in handling situations. So I think as professional people, in our professional lives, our ability to handle situations as they arise and change almost on a daily and mental basis, this is really vital to your success in your life. So knowing how you feel, dealing with your emotions, and being able to communicate them to somebody else, and also to move forward from a challenge, if it maybe was a negative experience, but to be able to move forward with a positive mindset will only lead to better outcomes in our professional lives.
Right.
It is important, if you have emotion, if there are some negative emotional states, it is quite important for us to address it, because it rolls over into illness. So the first thing that can happen, it will suppress your immunity, so you'll be more susceptible to a normal flu, increase of blood pressure, some more severe problems, for instance, heart issues, psychiatric problems. It will decrease your concentration, because you will keep your focus on this emotional thing that you are really battling with. And then obviously it will influence the relationships with people around you. So there are some tips to optimize our emotional wellness. And one of the most practical things that people, and it's quite a big word these days, people talk about practice mindfulness. Uh-huh. So mindfulness, what does it really mean for us? It means that we have to be present in our moments. We have to pay attention to our sensations, our feelings, our thoughts, and the environment around us, rather than living on autopilot. And I think this is so easy said, but you know, when you start your day, it's just like go, go, go. But mindfulness really asks of you to take part in your life and to stop a little bit and enjoy the moment that you are actually living in.
Okay.
Irrespective of whether it is if you have to face a bad emotion, face the bad emotion. If it's a good emotion, face the good emotion. That's sort of what mindfulness asks of you. And there's benefits if you get to practice this correctly. So it will lower your stress levels. It will decrease your depression. It can improve your memory. It will strengthen your relationships with people around you. And it will improve your physical and psychological well-being if you practice mindfulness. And then the other tip that they give to optimize emotional well-being is really to communicate with others. So we should make a plan to intentionally talk about our feelings with others. The reason why is this will help you understand them, and it also gives you an opportunity to experience somebody else's perspective. Because if it's all in your head, it's a little bit like a nest.
Yeah.
But if you voice it and you get a perspective of somebody else, suddenly you maybe might get another view on the situation that you've been battling with. And then managing stress levels. So people say, I manage your stress levels on a daily basis. And then I'm like, this is so much easier said than done.
I was just thinking the same. Yes, yes.
But they give all of these good advice to us is that you should meditate and you should take walks and you can take a bath. But if you do implement those practical steps, they will make you feel happier in the end. And then another important part in emotional wellness is to invest in sleep. So the better you sleep, the better your chances of feeling good when you are awake will be. And little things like limit caffeine before you go to bed, limit screen time before bed, do not overeat before bedtime. All of these things will improve how you sleep at night.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense as well, especially the caffeine and the screen time, because you know you kind of get stimulated before you want to relax and switch off.
Yes. And then last but not the least is physical activity. This is quite an important facet in terms of wellness. And obviously physical activity and nutrition goes hand in hand. And so I think the better you feel about the person you see in the mirror, the more positive you'll feel about yourself. And that positive self-esteem will really contribute to your emotional happiness. Mm. And so if we look at what is the basic need for physical activity, according to literature, it means an adult individual needs to need to spend 150 minutes being active in a week, and or you can take 10,000 steps a day. Okay. So you would be able to reach this if you walk about 30 minutes three times a week.
And so in all, it's you've got to basically look at all aspects of you. The other interesting points that you mentioned, or that you can deduct from this is that, everything you do affects everything about you in some way or another, be it mentally or physically. You know, if you're not healthy mentally, it's actually going to affect your physical and vice versa.
Yes, because many times, even if you want to bring weight into it, sometimes somebody that battles with weight and obesity, let's say something like emotional eating, it's called emotional eating for a reason. So we have to address the emotion first before we can actually talk about the food. And I am a firm believer of 80-20 principle in life when it comes to even work, nutrition, training, whatever you do. I believe if we can get it right, because all the right things we have to do, I think, can sometimes be super overwhelming. And then people even, you don't even try because, you know, it's such a big balloon that you have to try and get. But I believe if you just get it right to make 80% of the time make the right choices, this will contribute to a balanced life that you can maintain. Because sustainability is really key if we want to create success. Whatever new practice you decide in your life, or maybe you want to break a negative habit, you will only reap that benefit if it is sustained at least 80% of the time. So, and then also, I think the other 20%, everybody needs to take time out, relax, if you want to handle stress levels and all of that. So, and then I believe that nutrition and even exercise can be part of the 20% that you allow yourself to relax about certain situations. So obviously a huge topic, but I think if you are just willing to start with one small thing and maybe take a few minutes and think, because I think if you really, really sit and you in a quiet moment, you would be able to recognize that one small thing that's really maybe the root of the problem in your emotion or in nutrition or in your professional life. Doesn't really matter, but try to address that little thing with small steps at a time. And it might just bring you to all the wellness and happiness.
And, you know, just thinking about it, you know, that sort of, you hear people saying, oh, I need to have me time and things like that. And that is actually not a fallacy. You need to kind of sometimes just run away, not because you've got something wrong with you, but just because it's a good thing to do. You know, just go to the beach, go for a walk on the beach, take the dogs to the beach, or that could be stressful as well sometimes. But, you know, just sort of chill, you know, early in the morning at the moment, you know, it's good to go and watch the sunrise. And these days, being winter, you don't have to get up at silly hours of the morning. You know, the sun's coming up at a convenient time. So, you know, those types of things can all somehow or other add to that wellness.
Yes, I did I gave a presentation once, and the person asked, there was a question from the audience, and they asked me, with everything that I do and said, how do I handle stress levels? And then my answer was, I run. That's what I do.
Yes.
If that brings me happiness. So you find the little thing that you can take that time out and, and manage your stress levels.
And just go and literally, as I say, blow off some steam.
Yes.
And
so I literally run away.
Run away, but you always come back. As long as so you like a boomerang, you know, boomerangs.
I come back.
You come back. They only come back if you throw them properly. But you're obviously doing that. But there are, as you say, many ways of doing it. And I mean, if you look at the East London area, we've got beaches and all sorts of great places where you can just go and blow off some steam and run away and get away from it for a few moments.
Yeah, we are really spoiled with what beautiful nature
and places we can go. But Janetsi, you know, as you mentioned, wellness, it's quite a complex topic. But if somebody's wanting to get in touch with you, find out more about services that you do offer in terms of health and wellness, how can they get in touch?
They're more than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Janetsi.
Great. Janetsi, thank you very much. Have a great week and stay well.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thank you then. Cheerio. That's Janetsi with today's Wellness Chat.